We are joined by Diana Finn, the girls basketball coach at Revere High School. And Diana, you guys are off to a great start this year, 12-1. And how's that all come together?
Just with teamwork, hard work. The girls were playing hard and playing smart, playing together. From the work they did in the off season to all of the work preseason through the, you know, all of our practices are, we push them to be at game speed and focusing in particular on our defense and our rebounding. So.
And you obviously have qualified for the state tournament.
Mm-hmm. We're excited to, you know, to extend our season into the postseason. We did that Friday night against Saugus. And, you know, now we're looking to just continue to work hard and to improve. We have some big games on our schedule with the league, you know, within the league with Danvers, Beverly, Classical, and English. And then also our non-league games against St. Mary's and then in the Spartan Classic against Billericay and potentially Masco or Newton North.
Yeah, so I know, and we're looking forward to seeing you over at St. Mary's on that game. We're working on that piece for maybe some live streaming video. But let me ask you now, you're going into the D1 tournament, right, when
mm-hmm.
you for postseason.
Yeah.
Who are the, I mean, I'm not, you know, look, you're not looking ahead, I get that piece, to
sure.
pass the next game against Danvers on Friday, but who are the top teams in D1 or some of them?
You know, definitely Billericay, Woburn's playing a hell of a year. They're Lowell's always a good team. That conference that they all play, that Billericay Andover conference, they're always tough teams. In my first year here, we went 16-4 and then played Lowell in the tournament, and I think we lost by 150 points. So even though they had a 10-10 record. So
yeah.
We know that once you get into the tournament, your record means absolutely nothing. It's just about how you prepare and how you defend in the tournament. So, you know, these girls now know that, I think. You know, I only have two kids on this team that weren't here last year through the second round. So, you know, we're looking forward to build on the experiences they've already had.
No, absolutely. Now, tell me about this year's team. Who are you, well, maybe start with your starters. Just kind of take
sure.
me through some of those players for us.
Sure. So our seniors, our captains that you'll talk to in a few minutes, Natasha Icavello, Ali Hinojosa, there are 2-3 guards, both really smart, aggressive defenders. Maritza Scott she plays kind of a swing player, 3-4 for us. She really sets the tone for us defensively. Our point guard, Adana Hector, you know, you can't ever overestimate the importance of a point guard. So she's really our, you know, our general on the court. Our two post players are junior Megan Gotham, center, and then sophomore center Valentina Pepik. Both of them have been playing really, really hard and playing well for us. Then we have sophomore Pamela Gonzalez. She was an all-star last year, along with Adana and Maritza. So she comes back playing a 3-guard for us. You know, those are really our people that have started, because I start a bunch of different lineups. So
yeah, absolutely. Now, if you were to look at the way your team is playing with the mm-hmm. players that you put out there at different times during the year, what are some things that you're pleased with, and then where are some things that you still want to grow?
Well, I mean, we certainly don't want to be giving up, continue to give up any second chance opportunities. I always tell the girls, like, don't you wish that people would give us second chance opportunities? Don't you wish that someone would let, you know, us score that easily? So, you know, really focusing on not releasing to fast break before we actually have possession of the basketball. You know, working on our aggressive trapping defenses. You know, you always want your kids to be aggressive, but not kind of toe the line between aggression and, you know, sitting next to you with 4 fouls in the first half. So towing that line with a young team is when you know, you want them to be aggressive, but, you know, figuring that balance out. So
in my head, I'm trying to psychologically think your reasoning here, but I mean, how you're appealing to the girls about the rebounding piece, about, you know, but hey, they're not going to give us, wouldn't you like to get those second chances? So you always have to be positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Yeah. No doubt. We're, you know, we focus, especially with our size, we, you know, a lot of times our guards feel like, okay, we have 2 6-footers on the team, like, you guys get the rebounds and we'll run up court. You know, it's not quite like that when other teams have solid guards and they're crashing and they're forcing you to box out, or they'll score a second time or a third time or a fourth time. So really it's a team effort. And, you know, when it's obvious that we've bought into that and when we play like a team on the defensive glass in particular, you know, it's a fun team to watch. So, to be a part of.
It's fun, you know, funny, Diane, I was watching some games. These last ones, I'm thinking, are boys' games. But I was kind of struck where how often the person that gets the rebound, so to speak, rebound, is nowhere near under the basket. You know what I mean? So often that is the case. You know, it's not always the back when I played 100 years ago, it was just, it was a soft shot. It would go up. You'd have to be right underneath the basket to get it. But now they're kicking out. They're grabbing it on the floor. It's way out. You never know where it's going to be coming from with the shots today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No doubt. You know, we, with our guards, with Pamela, she's a sophomore three, she's very aggressive under the boards and really has a nose for the basketball. So she comes up with a lot of our rebounds, along with Maritza, another really undersized forward that we have. She just gets under there and they really thrive on, and it really drives their game and the tempo of their individual game and gets them going. So,
well, yeah. Diana, anything else you want to share with us about Revere basketball? I mean, you've obviously done a great job since coming back to the school.
Well, thank you. No, they're you know, better people than they are players. So I feel fortunate to really have the opportunity to coach them all. So
they're better than 12-1 as people, you're saying?
Yeah, they're 13-0 as people.
Nice. All right, Diana. All right, it's good talking with you, and thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Diana Finn, the girls' basketball coach at Revere High School on MSONewsSports.com.